After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everyone, it's Dario Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying experiences forever? Yes, every day TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Although, some features are not available in all states. But it's okay. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these easy steps. It's just three of them. First, you go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your true savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience overall. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save your money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 9, Episode 17. We're 17 episodes in, and it is Eat, Pray, Run, the title of our episode. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and with me tonight...
Hey, guys. I'm Sterling Cates.
Hi, I'm April Whitham here.
And we have three different opinions for three topics that we want to go through tonight. There's a lot to say because we're about to wrap the season up. So let's go for it. Okay. We're back in Bali. We're still there.
And we're still there.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's just as nice as it was that previous episode. We get to see a little bit more. I felt like they were almost spending too much time at that resort. But yeah. I would love to go. I just wish it wasn't so far. Do you still love it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't like it when the monkeys were crawling on them and when they had the fish biting their feet and the whole thing. I would love to do that. Me too. I cannot wait to travel and... all of that. So
I would do the fish because I'm curious. I want another thing. But the monkeys I'm good with because I think they're like rats with tails. Sorry.
Monkey part. Yeah. I feel like that was one of my favorite parts of the episode, just seeing them actually really get into it, even though majority of them hated it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cute and fun.
I mean, the people that took to it were definitely the more fun, I think, like, the more outgoing.
Yeah.
But I would definitely be too, like, not all about that. I don't know. Yeah. I'd be turned off.
Well, even Tamara, when they were at the temple, she's like, okay, I'm ready to get out of here. Enough's in for me. She's ready to go shopping.
Right.
So seeing them try to bargain with all the locals and all that was pretty entertaining to me.
Right. I mean, any other thoughts about, because there was so much about just, it was almost like a vacation video. So, I mean, any other thoughts on Bali or anything before we get into the real meat of everything?
I think it was a great place for them to choose to go on their vacation. It's definitely a different place. I mean, we always see them in Mexico or wherever it is. And it was definitely cool for me to at least see that, to see a different part of the world.
Yeah, I liked seeing how each person took every different task, because I liked seeing Heather and Tamara go off and actually want a bike ride. Of course, Vicky's like, I'm going to the spa. Mm-hmm. But that's what I liked seeing, what each person chose to do and how they wanted to be adventurous on it.
And it was right up Shannon's alley, just the whole...
Yeah, it was
like,
perfect for her.
Yeah.
One thing I picked up in the screening room was that you guys seemed to actually like Heather a little bit more this time around.
Yeah.
Has your opinion changed, or is it just a temporary?
No, I think so they talked a lot about how they like vacation Shannon more than the normal Shannon we see on the show. I think that's kind of the same for me with Heather. This whole season I've talked about, I can't, you know, Mm-hmm. Heather just like pushes my buttons with a lot of things. And I know a lot of people disagree with that, but she has this whole season. But I really like Heather and Bali. Mm-hmm. I mean,
see, I'm a Heather fan. I'm a Heather fan of when she first started. Okay. So to me, she kind of came back to the more real, like, hey, just like when she said to Tamara how friends don't always have to agree whenever Tamara mm-hmm. called her out about saying that she did say Lizzie's dress was ugly. I like that it just, she seemed more real. She was more relaxed. She wasn't so all in the drama like she's been. So it just brought back the memories of the good old Heather.
Yeah. Good old Heather. Yeah. What do you think, Grant?
Well, she completely took me off guard when she said it's okay to disagree, because she, anyone that has an opinion that isn't hers, including her husband,
right,
doesn't seem to go that way. It doesn't seem to be okay. So that was a little off for me.
Yeah. And we talked last week a little bit about this, but I think another thing is that she is not the center of this drama for once, and I think that she really enjoys that.
Right.
Just kind of observing and being like, haha, I'm not, this isn't my fault.
Yeah.
Like, definitely see that out there.
Right. Well, I'm really annoyed, but continuing to be annoyed by Danielle, but both Danielle and Lizzie have annoyed me this week. And if you look at that Danielle, I know, if you look at that Danielle, she's always got a pissed look on her face.
Yeah.
She's probably getting paid to be on this trip. She's lucky to be there.
Yeah.
And one of the commenters in a previous episode said that she was supposed to be the sixth housewife when they got rid of her. And that's why she was in those flashbacks with all the different housewives, and they were talking about Shannon, because I guess they were trying to build her up, but it just, I mean, come on.
She never
says anything, they have no material to go off.
Yeah, they need someone with a personality. I don't know the woman personally, but I mean, she's not TV material.
Yeah, well, the thing about Danielle is she'll always be involved in these little private conversations, whether it's just her and Lizzie or if it's her and Tamara or whatever. But then when it comes to like the dinner, she never even says anything. Like, she doesn't contribute anything to the bigger conversation.
Right. No.
And that's probably why she's not as involved as some of the other housewives are.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Vicky when she refers to them as dumb and dumber. I do.
Yeah, so true. Whenever they were at the market and she's like, I paid $8 for this. Wait, but she told me $20. I'm like, oh, come on, girls. It's just hilarious to see, though.
Did you catch the snub when they were at the cabana and Tamara came in and said hello to everyone except for Dumb and Dumber? Did you catch that? I didn't. They called it out.
I didn't see that either, so it definitely a snub.
Yeah, so Shannon Shannon tells Vicky that Tamara is treating her unfairly, and that's been, you know, everything that's come out. And Vicky seems to not have many thoughts on Shannon versus Tamara up until today's episode.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think that Vicky, she's vocalized her support for Shannon. I think she really does like Shannon. And now her and Tamara are kind of on good terms. She's let Tamara back in her life after everything that happened last season. But at the same time, and Vicky's fine with that. But then anytime Brooks gets brought up or Brooks is involved in anything, that's when Vicky really gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like to see that. So I think when it's, because it's not as personal to her when it's just Shannon and Tamara. But when Brooks gets brought into it, then it's a much bigger deal to her.
Right. I like how Vicky kind of apologized for Tamara in the whole thing, how she was kind of like, okay, you know, I love you and I love her, so therefore I apologize to you because that embarrasses me for one of my good friends to say that to you. But she's kind of, she's Switzerland in this. You know, she hasn't really said anything too bad about Tamara. Of course, she disagrees with some of the things that Tamara has said about Shannon. But she's not bad-mouthing Tamara in the meantime, and she's not bad-mouthing Shannon. So she's playing it like a real friend should. You know, like, I'm sorry someone else treated you that way, but this is also my friend. So until Brooks gets brought up. Like,
yeah, all of her emotions just come into play when Brooks gets involved. Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, I think in a way almost Vicky takes her friendship with Tamara more seriously, that it affects her so deeply that Tamara isn't approving of this and the people in her life. Because Vicky said that many times. Like, I have good people in my life, and I have people in the great people in my life. Like, that's really important to her.
Yeah.
So to me, it's definitely more of a betrayal to Vicky than it is to Tamara. Again, I have a hard time following Tamara this season because I don't know who is Tamara and then who's OC hot wife Tamara.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know the difference too much anymore because she used to be more like chill and goofy, and now she's just really just stirring the pot constantly. And in the whole episode, forget Eat, Pray, Run. It should have just been she said, she said, she said.
Yeah, it was definitely a she said episode. And we still don't really know what happened with any of these issues. Like the whole Lizzie and Tamara, we don't know if she said she wants to shag Eddie mm-hmm. or marry Eddie. Like, we don't know what the source of all this and drama is.
When they have brought that up at the table, to nobody's surprise, Puppet Danielle is like, oh, yeah, no, she just said marry. She just said marry. So, like, now, of course, that they just blew that up from there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, obviously, Danielle took Lizzie's side because that's, like, her... I don't know, Siamese twin or something.
Dumb and Dumber.
But then Heather said, no, you did say bleep mm-hmm. Eddie or whatever. He wanted to shag. That's good. I was like, how do I say this? So Heather is saying, no, I adore you, Lizzie, but you did say that. And then Danielle, like, but can we trust Danielle? I have no idea.
See, I don't feel like we can. I feel like she... most likely didn't even hear it, and she's just saying that kind of just to have something to say or just to stand up for her friend.
Right.
The look in Heather's eye made me believe that Lizzie definitely said shag. But, right. I mean, obviously we haven't seen it, so we don't know for sure.
What I want to know is where the flashback is. They've been throwing flashbacks at us the past few episodes, and they're not they're not showing us that. And I think they definitely would have gotten that moment on tape.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We haven't seen any of Mary Shag Kill play out on television.
Maybe they're coming back for the season finale. They'll show us what really
just
happened.
Drop it in. That has to be on tape. I think that Lizzie said that she would want to F the husband because she was probably drunk.
I do too.
Well, yeah, but wasn't it you're just mad because or you're just jealous because your husband wants to shag me or whatever.
Right.
When Lizzie's saying she said Mary and everyone else is saying she said expletive. So, I don't know.
Well, I think it's just like how Heather asked Tamara, she's like, would you be as mad if she said shag? And she's like, no, of course not. So, I think it's definitely not just the fact that she said Eddie or whatever. It is the fact that she was clearly trying to rub it in her face because she was a little tipsy. I think Tamara is taking a little overboard. It is offensive, but it's not the worst thing in the entire world to happen.
That, and also, they were all having to choose people at that same table, so other people's husbands were having to say the same thing about someone else. So, I just want to know. I really just want to watch that game. I need them to put that.
Why would they play that game? What do they expect is going to come from that?
I don't even know.
Only
drama.
Thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
And especially if they're drinking. No wonder why. But I find it strange that Tamara keeps, well, not really strange, but she's just looking for to nitpick on Lizzie with anything she can.
Yeah.
She's
bringing
that game up, and it's so high school. It's so childish. Yeah. Like, if you have a real problem with someone, it's not just from something like that. Clearly, her marriage is not in trouble with someone like Lizzie, because Lizzie's married. She's not some single chick out there trying to, like, hone in on a marriage.
Right.
She already has kids, so I don't know what she would have to gain from that. I don't know why that's so offensive. Obviously, people wouldn't say that to someone that's married. You don't say that stuff, but you also don't play that game.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think regardless of what Lizzie actually said, my thing with this whole Tamara-Lizzie situation is that we've seen Tamara talk behind every single housewife's back to other people. She's talked to Lizzie about Shannon. She's talked to Danielle about Lizzie. She's talked to Heather about Vicky. Like, we've seen her actually do that.
Right.
And then she says something completely different to their face. Whereas Lizzie, like, really hasn't been, other than this whole stuff with Tamara, like, I feel like she hasn't really lied to anyone about anything that anyone said.
Well, we don't know. See, Tamara's a proven liar.
Yeah.
And then we've got this new chick, Lizzie. We don't really know what she's capable of. Yeah.
But, like, everything she told Shannon about what Tamara said about Shannon was all on tape. We saw her actually say those things. So But Tamara was like, okay, so obviously Lizzie told Shannon about our conversation. I was like, okay, well, don't tell Lizzie that sort of stuff if you don't want it to get back to Shannon.
Do you think that was her plan all along, to be that sloppy and that messy and just shit talk everybody?
Honestly, I don't even know. I thought it was funny that she called Heather the shitster this episode, when really it's just been her the whole time.
I feel like the entire time she was just trying to shift the blame. Even at the dinner, she was like, Lizzie's just trying to shift the blame from her for saying this comment about Eddie. And it's like, no. you're just trying to shift the blame on everyone else. Because, I mean, that's clearly what she's doing. She was arguing with Shannon at one point, and then it's like, oh, no, wait, here's Lizzie. But you said this, and you said this, and it's just... I don't know. She's just a hot mess.
There are
right now.
So many things with Tamara coming to a head right now. We've got Lizzie versus Tamara, Shannon versus Tamara, Vicky secretly versus Tamara because she doesn't even say anything to her.
Yeah, there's not much to say, but first of all, Vicky was looking hot. She was burning up. I don't know where they were, but they were outside.
It's hot there, it's humid.
But, you know, I gotta tell a quick story. I was in New York and I saw Vicky actually.
Oh, you did?
At Angelo's. I went there because I do Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I'm gonna tell that story in the next episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey after show here on AfterBuzz. But while I was there, I walked right by this chick at the table with two men, and it looked like Vicky, but I was like, well, it could be anybody. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, well, I'm gonna do my research. So I went on Twitter and I was like, all right, where are you? She's in New York, and then she posted a picture with one of the Housewives' husbands at Angelo's. So I was like, that has to be her.
Yeah.
So I got a good look, and it was. And I have to say, she looked good. She
did you
really
talk to her?
Did. No, I didn't. I tried my best.
You should have. Come on, Grant. She was, what you doing?
Well, here's what I did. I tried. I got up a few times, but she was with a group of people talking. And then I was planning and kind of watching her for when she was going to get up to leave. So then I went, made a fake trip to the bathroom, waited a minute for her to like get her belongings. And then I came up the staircase. And I planned to run right into her. And I did.
I love it.
And I did. But she was with like the owner, not the owner, the manager of the restaurant or whatever. And he was like so enamored by her. And he was going and introducing her to everybody at all the tables. And so I was like, well, how am I supposed to like tap this one on the shoulder and be like, do you watch AfterBuzz TV? And like, you know, what am I going to say? So I tried that for a minute, but he was like, oh, this is Vicky from Real Housewives of California. And I was like, oh, this guy doesn't even
of
know.
California.
Of California.
I'm surprised she didn't correct him though.
I know.
Orange County.
She was with one of the writers, the co-writer, I guess, of her book, and that was when she was in New York, and the next day she was on Watch What Happens Live, and so that's what she was there for.
Gotcha.
I wanted to talk to her so badly, but when I walked in, she was eating. So I was like, you can't really do
you
that.
Don't
and then I made the timing, and then this guy has to introduce a Real Housewife of California. Like, but she did. I was really surprised that she looked as good as she did because she, you know, she's kind of looking kind of rough this
sometimes
season.
Not to be rude, like a hot mess.
Not to be rude, but I mean, you know, I mean, this episode was not her most glamorous episode.
Yeah, right.
The humidity doesn't help.
Yeah.
No, the humidity doesn't help me either, Vicky. It's okay.
Well, I ended up tweeting her anyway because I was like, she was like, I'm at Angela's. I was like, oh, I'm here too. And then I swear when I walked by and they were introducing her, one of the guys was in my way and he said, oh, excuse me, Grant. I swear he said
what?
My name.
No.
Swear he said my name, but I don't know if for real. Maybe he like manages her Twitter or something if they were close, but I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. It was like under his breath. So
that'd be
like,
really
that'd
creepy.
That would be really creepy, so I hope not. And I'm not saying that to have like a big head or anything. I'm just saying it was just weird, but I think it was in my head.
Yeah, it might have been.
I think it was in my head. And I kind of strolled around Mulberry Street to see if I could bump into her again. And I was like, Grant, you need to go home. You're not going to bump into Vicky, but I'll give my
fangirling
thoughts.
Fangirling Vicky.
I'll give my thoughts on Angelo's during The Real Housewives in New Jersey. I wasn't a huge fan of that place.
No.
Anyway, so while we're talking about Vicky and her hot self, I want to talk about this thing with Tamara that she's got going on. We mentioned it, but she didn't say anything, but she was crying when Tamara wanted to go to the bathroom. They all have to go to the bathroom on this show.
Yeah.
Right. None of them can hash anything out in person.
Yeah, and well, Tamara and Vicky have a close enough relationship where Tamara can tell if something's wrong with Vicky. Mm-hmm. She's being quiet. They're at their last night in Bali, their dinner, the whole thing. Like, so she obviously can tell that something's up. Mm-hmm. So when she tries to bring it up, Vicky's just like, no. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But the whole point of the show is that you talk about it. We want to see you talk about it.
I think she could tell that Vicky was actually really upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, cameras can't go to certain parts of the bathroom, I guess. So
maybe
that would have been their quiet little time, which kind of makes me think of Tamara as she was trying to be a good friend to Vicky in that moment because she didn't want to hash out in front of everyone else, but she also probably just didn't want to start the drama right then,
you know,
from the get-go because Vicky was being weird and awkward, you know, the second they sat down. But, I don't know. It was just so weird how after all of the fighting went down and everything, Tamara gets up and then Vicky starts crying. It just came so out of left field for me because I'm like, wait, weren't you just arguing about this?
Obviously, Vicky wasn't. I feel like she just wasn't paying any attention to what the other arguments that were going on. I think she was just so in her head about this whole Brooks comment and Tamara calling him a creep behind her back and this whole thing.
And she was betrayed. So, she really felt really betrayed. She let this woman back into her life, which I can understand.
Yeah. What was interesting to me about this dinner, aside from the Tamara-Vicky awkwardness, was that, so Shannon goes into this dinner, like, pumped that she's going to bring up all this drama. But she doesn't even say anything. Like, it's super awkward.
Yeah.
They're all just kind of, like, looking around. And Heather's like, all right, I'm going to start. I'm going to say something. But then Heather brings up something that happened weeks ago at the groundbreaking ceremony for their thing, a comment that David had made to Heather, an inappropriate comment that while she was getting on the bull or whatever, and apparently Terry's mad about it, but why didn't they bring that up a long time ago.
What was weird is Shannon was on Access Hollywood Live, and they showed that clip, and that was for like when she was promoting the show. Like, and I'd been like 3 weeks in, and she had made her appearance, and they showed that clip, and they were discussing that sexual comment, but we haven't seen it on the show until now. So I don't know. I feel, especially with the flashbacks, there's something not, I don't want to say messy, but it's jumbled. It's not very linear this season. It's all over the place, which makes, like, you know, we mentioned this last week, and it makes for an interesting season because you don't know what they're going to pull out.
Yeah.
But it's odd and strange that they would bring something so old back.
Right. Well, nothing really came of it anyway. Yeah. Shannon just said, well, if David apologizes, then we can move forward in our relationship. But as we saw in the preview for next week, it seems like something's definitely going to happen with Harry and David.
All right.
They have such the tense dinner parties with Harry and David.
They do. All right. So Lizzie and Tamara, have we covered them yet? I'm trying to remember all these feuds.
We covered them. We covered the comment.
Okay.
The Eddie comment.
And then Tamara and Heather, it came out when after Tamara left that she's been going around calling, you know, Heather anorexic, and that she wasn't a real friend to be in the wedding. And I'm almost wondering, because they don't allude to production when they edit these shows, but I'm almost wondering if Shannon mentioned that Tamara only had Heather in this wedding because it was like part of the show. It would be good for the show.
Yeah. I don't know. But if that is true, that she, you know, that she thinks that they're not good enough friends for her to be in her wedding, that's like such a low blow to hear.
So bad.
That someone you thought was, and it was actually really sad for me to hear Heather say, that was such a special moment for me, this whole thing. I was like, wow, I've never really like empathized with Heather before, but now I feel really bad for her.
Well, I was just thinking whenever you said that while we were watching that part, I feel so lame for saying this, but I actually like got little chills and tears just a little bit because you could tell she was so genuinely upset.
Right.
And you know, you think about, you know, everyone's been in a fight with a friend. You think about when someone that you really care about really hurts you, and she actually seemed genuinely upset about it. So it just made me feel for her. And Tamara kind of, I feel like, skated away from that question because she was just like, oh, are you kidding me?
She's a liar. Whatever. It's so easy to call someone a liar when you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I did think it was really big of Heather to go up to Tamara's room to check on her, like blah, 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 and just told her straight up that that's what they had just said.
Yeah.
So I think Heather's not really sure who to trust in this situation.
Oh, Heather did the whole thing with a glass of French rosé in her hand.
Yes,
so
she did.
I gave her classy.
Star of the week with her champs. No, not champs, but next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just rewind for a second back to the Vicky and Tamara situation because we really didn't get to see them talk about it. We got to see, again, a lot of she said, she said, people talking behind other people's back. And a lot of it was all done in the confessional. So we really never got to see them talk about it. But one thing that stood out to me that Vicky said, though, is that she said, if she loved me, she'd love my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's not necessarily true. If you're friends with somebody, you want them to be honest about how they feel about certain things you do, like whatever. Like, just because you're friends with someone doesn't mean they have to always agree with your choices.
I completely agree because I definitely think there are ways to say it. You know, you're not going to tell your friend, oh my gosh, I hate that top. You're going to be, I don't know, that's a bad example. Yeah. But you know, there are ways to say that you don't agree with something that they're doing without hurting them and still being behind them and still supporting them.
Right.
But I just think that it just surprises me because I feel like Vicky should have asked Tamara about it. And the fact that she's only kind of listening to other people, you know, she doesn't know these people. She knows that Tamara has lied to her before for sure and that she has said bad things about Brooks. But like, come on, let's be a grown-up and actually go and ask her about it instead of just, you know, listening to
She was totally overreacted.
Well, it was something, it's something serious, though. It's not a secret that Tamara has issues with Brooks, and I felt like last season when she had confronted Brianna about Brooks and Brooks maybe not being good for Vicky, I feel like those probably were genuine feelings. I think that she was really worried about Vicky in that time, and she has every right to be so. But now she's going to Vicky, and we're seeing her say, I love Brooks, we've gotten over this, let's be friends, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But then calling him a creep to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if she doesn't approve, she needs to stick with that, be honest with Vicky about it, and then we can go from there. You can't keep flip-flopping just for the sake of trying to keep your friendship.
Right.
I get her saying, because, okay, she loves Vicky, she does want to be her friend, but that, you know, obviously there are sometimes, like I said, we have to support our friends when we don't necessarily really want them to do something. So I feel like, I don't know. I mean, no, Tamara shouldn't have said that Brooks is a creep, even though I don't think we've seen her saying that he was a creep just yet. But I think that the things that she has said, like how we saw the clip of her saying, maybe there's someone out there better for Vicky.
Right.
It's not that bad. You know, that's not necessarily, it's definitely not supporting her, but she also, you know, she wants to be her friend and she cares about her. So
it's a fair
what
comment.
Is she supposed to do? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think that it comes back to Vicky's character, and she just wants approval. I guess she didn't have that in her marriage, and she wants 100% approval. She wants everyone to think, and so she knows that she's making the right moves.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what she wants.
She has that reassurance.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, that life doesn't work that way, especially if someone has a different opinion.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
See, I'm the same way. I like for people, you know, to approve. If, like, my mom doesn't approve of something that I do, it's detrimental to me.
Then you're not going
to
do it.
But at the same time, you know, you also have to realize there's never going to be a thing that you do that everyone agrees with. So it's like, come on, Vicky. You are, you know, she's never, even though she has obviously said we're past this, whatever, she's still never going to be like, yay, Brooks, you're amazing. Yeah. I mean, maybe she would be in Shock of My Life, but I would love if she would, but...
Yeah, I feel like Tamara definitely has a lot of people attacking her right now, you know, and it's probably with good reason. We have seen her talk a lot behind all of these women's backs. But at the same time, I don't think it's fair for Vicky to say, I lost a friend tonight when you didn't even talk to her about it. Like, if that
ridiculous.
Friendship is important to you, you will talk about it, you will hash it out, and hopefully we'll see that in the season finale.
I want to rewind also, because I like the moment where Heather came over to Shannon on the way to dinner, and she apologized for any way that she made her feel. You know, she really wasn't, I guess she just kind of just, she told Shannon exactly what she wanted to hear before she ripped into her and made the comments about her husband.
Yeah. Well, Shannon approached her and said, thank you for including me on this trip, blah, 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 blah. And then Heather said, I appreciate you saying that, and did offer an apology. I was just like, okay, should have done that 5 episodes ago.
Yep.
But here we are. And then she sits down and brings up more drama at the table about the Terry and David comment. So whether or not they're actually going to get over this and be good friends is... to be determined at this point.
At the beginning of the season, Shannon kept saying, like, oh, just wait. Because everyone was like, you know, like, oh, is your marriage okay? Like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, it's all going to play out. Just wait. And now it's like that redemption is starting where we're really seeing that, like, she's, for the most part, like a regular chick. Like, not too crazy. Like, I don't know if she has a drinking problem. I think that's so over the top. And that's so easy to just tag somebody with.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I really liked her from the beginning. But now I feel like I'm like... even more like liking her right now, and I think that she really has cemented her place on the show.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's definitely a good addition to the show.
You'd like to see her back
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else going on at this dinner? I think we're good.
Other than Tamara running away hysterically, that was funny.
She had her shoes off, right?
Yeah. That was just such an unnecessary exit.
A Tamara exit.
Yeah. She sprinted. She sprinted out of there.
She is just making television.
Yep, she is. Can't blame her.
I mean, she's been on it for long enough. She knows what to do.
What's the flight like home? Because none of these women are really excited to be around Tamara. So
Didn't it take them
18 hours or something?
Well, it took them like 26 hours total, with all their layovers and stuff last time, or 23 or something. Mm-hmm. But it is an 18-hour flight. So that's going to be really awkward.
So how do you go from where you've got Vicky crying in the corner, and then like you're going to get on a plane and you're not going to talk about it, I guess, and so you come back to Orange County?
I hope they talk about it. I mean, it's clearly the natural next step for them to talk about it if they are as good of friends as they say that they are, which I really do think that they are. But I don't know. Vicky seemed so out of it and not wanting to talk about it. So maybe she will just pop a sleeping pill and sleep the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like if that was a real friendship, like you wouldn't wait 26 hours, you know?
For the next episode.
Especially when they're next to you.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like I can see it when we come back. It's going to be like, Tamara is like saying goodbye to her son, and she's like, I just came back from Bali, and all this is happening at once, and now my son's leaving. So I feel like that's going to be something that they're going to do. Where I want to like, see, we saw them travel there. I feel like if this was real, natural, it would play out on the travel.
Yeah. I don't know. And it might all come back up in the reunion. So we don't know what they're filming, what we're going to see next week.
I read an article about the reunion. Let's get into some news and gossip, and we'll talk about it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I read an article about the reunion, and apparently producers are very happy with it because it had everything from tears to drama to fighting, and everyone was involved.
Sounds about right.
And yeah, and the only husbands that were there were Terry, surprise, the sixth housewife.
He is the sixth housewife. Buddy.
And then David, Shannon's husband. So it'll be interesting to see that go down. Supposedly it was a very good one. And that's coming up a lot sooner than I thought.
I know. Yeah. I cannot believe next week's the season finale.
Yeah.
I feel like there's still so much they have to resolve, though. But I guess that's why the reunions are so good, because most of the time it's not resolved.
Yeah, exactly. And when did this show start? What month was it? Do we remember? Was it April or May?
Oh, gosh, 17...
I don't know.
Weeks ago.
Something like that.
Okay, because I'm thinking like they... I'm thinking it ended as... I'm thinking they stopped taping as soon as it began. So it's still like kind of fresh, especially to see everything play out.
Yeah.
And then another article I read, which I think is nonsense, but it talks a lot about Tamara and her marriage and how producers aren't happy with her because she doesn't have a lot to offer the show, and supposedly she's a huge diva to work with.
The second part's not that surprising. First part, I think she has way more to offer than, say, Danielle, Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else. So I don't think that part's true.
I think maybe it's because Eddie is known for not liking to be on the show that much. So since a lot of, you know, kind of outside drama is centering around their marriage right now, even though we obviously don't know if it's true or not, I could see them not being happy with her for that, but that's not her fault, and that's Eddie, and she definitely, marriage aside, has so much to bring to this show still. I mean, that's why we talk about her
the whole episode.
Right, yeah. She's the center of everything.
Exactly.
And again, let's get into some predictions, actually. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
One quick prediction I want to make, which really stems from this episode, is that I think Lizzie is going to be asked back for another season.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. And if they asked Lydia back from last season, who really did not much of anything except show out.
She showed out for an episode. Actually, that was real for a second, and then I was like, oh, yeah, Lydia.
She, like, showed out, like, for the finale against Slade or whatever, and they asked her back. So Lizzie, as boring as I don't...
Part of the season, every week we were like, okay, when's this Lizzie girl going to make something of herself? But she's kind of proving herself to contribute something here towards the end of the season.
Right.
I don't know exactly what that something is or if I like it.
Is it bad that I liked when both Lizzie and Tamara called each other trash?
Yeah.
I kind of liked that. So bad.
I do like Lizzie, though, because I feel like she doesn't beat around the bush with these lady. She kind of came in full force, said, you said this, you said that, you're so insecure, like the whole thing. I was just like, well, she's kind of right.
I like how, I agree, I like how Lizzie is very upfront. She tells everyone what she thinks, but I think it's just some of her mannerisms that bother me a little bit, which that's just being silly and whatever. Yeah.
When she's doing that chanting thing during the Bolognese dance or whatever, I was just like, okay, that's enough. She could have stopped doing that 30 seconds ago.
Did you catch she had to wear that crown that she wore to the dinner previously in the streets for shopping?
But did she buy that new one? Or...
I
don't know. She had something. I was hoping she wasn't going to take that paper crown to go shopping. I don't know.
Who knows?
She needs to get rid of that lapdog, Danielle.
Tram.
Yes.
All right. So next week, the finale, it looks like a big week. There's arguments. People are crying. Is Tamara going to talk with Vicky?
David and Terry.
And
then a word for you. I can't wait.
What
to
is
that.
It? And then,
oh yes, I was like, "That's a word that doctors use." So I was like, "This is not okay."
More like fifth graders, but okay. Yeah. And then Brooks and Tamara looks really interesting. Mm-hmm. I always like the season finales of Real Housewives of Orange County because I feel like they always have that. They used to have the end of summer party,
right?
And it was always like Vicky's or Gina's house or whatever. But I miss Gina. But they would always like have like these sit downs where they would have like these like the different pairs who like have been like not even necessarily housewives but like the friends of the housewives or like the husbands like would sit down, so it like follows in those same footsteps. So I'm excited to see what goes on, and I hope it actually goes somewhere. I'd like to see like some action.
Yeah,
you know, we'll see.
I'm excited for the reunion. I can't wait.
I'm excited to see Tamara and Brooks talk, which it looks like you said, they're gonna have a good conversation, so I'm just excited for that.
It looks pretty cordial too. though I felt like there wasn't that much drama.
Well, that's,
as I would have
that's actually what I'm excited to see is that it was a real conversation between the two of them.
A mature conversation.
I think that Brooks has really learned etiquette on camera now. Yeah. He knows like what makes him look like an ass and what he needs to do to clean up his act.
Yeah, he got a publicist.
Yeah, so I think he's just like, whatever Tamara says, he's just going to like shake his head. I don't think we're going to see him get angry. But that's it for our predictions. So where can we find you, ladies?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And I'm on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And I have a new Grants Rants out with a special guest, my grandmother. And we go through hot topics. And check it out on YouTube. And I will tweet it out as well. Check me out, Real Housewives of New Jersey. And thank you. That's it for us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.